Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Friday, 12:10 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off. I'm sure he's just embracing this beautiful Minnesota weather.
No, he's not.
No, didn't he take the time off so he could get out his winter coat
and
hang out on the sunny side of the street like Lower Oaks?
These are research and development days is what he calls them, which means he's in Arizona golfing.
Clearly.
He's golfing, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is, it's downright balmy right now. 5 degrees. Going up to a high of 12. How incensed were we about the New York Times calling this a Siberian wasteland?
So upset we created an entire festival.
So what's amazing,
we showed them
about how insecure and thin-skinned we are is which side of that we decided to rebel against. Wasteland, you're like, yeah, fine, fair enough. Siberian, how dare you? We shall celebrate. I do think we are in a stage. I mean, obviously, if you have an opinion about anything, people are going to freak out about you. But I can't believe how sensitive people are about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So sensitive.
Very upset.
We didn't used to be such crybabies about someone hurting our feelings.
Well, apparently we were.
Well, I guess we were, yes. 100 years ago we were. I was winding up and you just popped that balloon.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
In 1 second.
Didn't mean to stop on your touchdown call there, but.
You're right. We've always been insecure.
Yeah.
What's amazing is I feel like if you say, you know what, it's too cold. It's too cold. People will be like, what? You're in favor of global warming, I guess? Why do you hate the earth?
Why are you surprised? You know, this is what happens in Minnesota. You don't like it, get out. You know?
Move somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to move somewhere else.
No.
I am going to tell you it's too cold.
Yeah.
You know, people are. Heather Brown on TV this week was beside herself with excitement that the temperature was going to flip like 40 degrees in a positive direction. She's like, oh, it's going to feel amazing. Yeah. I'm like, Heather, it's 15 below.
Yeah.
It's going to flip for sure, and it's still going to be cold 40 degrees later. So I have a strategy with the weather. I wonder if you do, too, when it comes to getting dressed. 651-461-9226. You can text or you can call. I have multiple winter coats. How many winter coats do you have? And what coat are you wearing right now? That's what I want to know at 651-461-9226. When it is 4 degrees, I mean, for me, that's about coat number 5 on the severity scale. Okay. I feel like this is what we need. This would be a weather forecast that's useful, right? So like when we're talking about a tornado, you have the EF scale.
Sure.
We need the
WC scale, winter coat scale.
Winter coat. I mean, I feel like we could get this sponsored by like Tide Cleaners or Pilgrim
or North Face or, I mean,
Asco Finlayson. They make coats. Somebody could hop on this.
For sure.
But like you can be at, you know, a level 1 coat, which that's what I wear at the start of winter.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, a thinnish.
Yeah.
Still like
a little something
below the waist. It's long enough. It's going to block the wind. Yeah. It's like heavier than a windbreaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, then you've got like your dressy winter coat, like if you're going to go to a fancy dinner.
Sure.
Or gala. I don't know. Are people going to galas? A lot of our
listeners. I mean, if anybody would know, it'd be you. So I don't know.
You're gonna very relatable. Life. Very
yeah.
relatable.
Yeah.
You've got the, like the outdoor activity winter coat.
Sure.
So like maybe you're going ice skating or sledding. Mm-hmm. That's a different winter coat.
Yeah.
And then you've got like the serious winter coat. Like that is what I'm wearing right now. It is actually, it is the Asko Finlayson winter coat. It is very warm. I think they developed it with like an Arctic explorer.
Sure.
And Eric Dayton. So a Dayton and an explorer. And they're like, here's the warmest coat you'll need.
What about those coats that have like the electronics inside, you know, the warmers in there? Is that like still a fine?
To me, that's too far. Like, I don't.
Are you pushing it? Okay.
I am concerned about having electrodes that close to my body. I just like to me.
Something goes wrong. Something will really go wrong.
Now, yeah. One of our texters says I have only one winter coat. I just have more layers underneath.
That's, you know.
That's smart. I also have been adding more layers underneath, but it's a fad. It's a fad. And that Katie Steiner on the morning news today was on the rooftop. And I was like, Katie, it looks very cold up there. And Katie is pregnant. And she said that she has another human keeping her warm.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Which is funny and creepy at the same time.
No, there's all, yeah. There's
and
all
true, also true.
Which it's is great for local like, television.
It's very good. It's perfect morning fodder.
See, for me, it's more of a hat issue than a coat issue. Being a member of the Bald Brotherhood,
correct.
Once it gets below about 50 degrees, you got to have something up there because without any insulation in your attic, you get a good, you know, gust of wind across the bow. Yeah. It gets your attention real quick. So I got to have some sort of hat on, where it just, you know, a little pork pie hat or a snap cap or one of those kind of things, you know, because I'm a hipster like that.
Right.
But once it gets to a point where, okay, now it's like seriously cold, now I got to go with the Love Your Melon beanie is usually what I'm going with.
Very nice.
And if it gets seriously cold,
fine local.
Then I have a balaclava or whatever, the whole hood thing, right, that goes over your, you know, covers the face and you tighten that sucker up.
I do have one of those, right?
Yeah, you got to have that at some point.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
That's what I get out, like, when I we used to have an ice fishing trip that a bunch of friends would do up on Lake Mille Lacs, and you would need that.
Yeah, for sure.
Another texter takes a hot sauna. This is how we have to say this.
No, we don't have to say it like that.
If I say sauna, I get like angry emails.
If you say sauna, you're going to get angry emails.
What's the right way to say it?
Well, I mean,
have the hipsters gone bananas about the sauna, by the way?
I don't know. It's a thing.
It's weird, right? Are people having sex in the sauna? Is that why it's so popular?
I don't want to know. I could be real honest with you. I mean, whatever people do on their own time is their business.
Sweaty.
I don't need that picture in my head.
I don't know what people are doing. None of my business. The texts are just glorious. The sauna taker then gets into dad's old snowmobile suit. That's got to be warm, right? Head-to-toe protection.
Because it's probably asbestos or something lining that sucker, you know? I mean, if it's old enough.
I'm getting it. Do we have the la-di-da? Can you play? Do we have the la-di-da?
We don't have that. No.
Chad's not here. It only gets loaded in when Chad is here. I got two la-di-das from two different texters.
Really?
Someone has two, one for church, one for everything else. I can't afford to look in the window at Askov and Lace. And then I like this idea. Instead of the WC scale, the winter coat, perhaps we need the freeze your cojones scale.
Well, that'd be another way to go,
We're not on the top level. I mean, we're above zero.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outdoor stuff going on.
It's when we were hitting the minus, 30 wind chills and stuff, and we had those warnings. That's a five. That's the top scale, right?
That is the top.
Yeah.
It's too much.
If you're using the term polar vortex, then we're there. You're there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're closing school because it's 30 below air temperature, it's too cold. We have a big show today, as always, on a Friday. A lot of fun for you as you're kind of sliding into the weekend. Major Garrett will join us from CBS News. Lots to talk about from the Supreme Court opening to kind of some breaking news on infrastructure in Pittsburgh today. So we'll talk about that. Shaletta's with us at 105. And we're going to have a little talk about the Minnesota Vikings. I think there's still a lot of excitement about the new general manager. And so we'll take a look, you know, maybe today a coach, right? Do you think it's too soon to say, like, today we could, the leaks could start happening? I don't know. You feel like if you wait too long, there's nobody left.
Well, there's that. You know, the other trick of it is, I'm hearing more next week has been the conventional wisdom. I'd be kind of surprised if you heard something today, because there may be people that Kwesi wants to interview, that the staff that, you know, do the GM interviews and coach interviews hadn't interviewed yet.
Right.
Plus, you got a guy like Eric Bieniemy sitting with the Kansas City Chiefs that you can't talk to until either the Chiefs lose on Sunday or after the Super Bowl. So is that somebody that he wants to pursue? So there may be some situations like that.
All right, and as always, you can expect this show to please some and offend others. One responder to my question about the sauna said they indeed have gotten sweaty in the sauna. And then the other person called me a sicko and said, this is the radio, not... I'm not familiar with this website. Yeah. Some sort of hub?
Some sort of hub.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yes.
So.
The term that we like to use on the Chad Hartman show is, you're a sick puppy.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got 3 hours of Jason DeRusha, one sick puppy, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Friday afternoon on CCO Radio, Jason DeRusha in for Chad Hartman. Chad's back Monday. I'll be on TV, Channel 4, on there from 4:30 to 7. And again, for mid-morning, 9 to 10. So we appreciate when you're not listening to Vanita in the morning. Pop over and check us out on TV. Have you looked for your free N95 mask yet? Oh, I'm sorry. You were hoping for this maybe a year ago. Is that right? You're not rushing out right now to get your free N95s? The federal government is here to help. That's what they do. They're a little late. You know, who could have seen this coming? How would the federal government know? They just thought that the cloth mask that Aunt Sally put together for you is going to be fine, even though from the beginning, all of the scientists were saying, like, well, you know, like, it's kind of an airborne little, tiny little guy. Not sure that this cloth mask is helping you. It has been good to see how many people have switched. And it is somewhat, you know, here's the thing about masks. People obsess about masks. The people who hate masks believe that their fundamental freedoms are being incinerated because they are being told to wear a mask in certain circumstances. The people who love masks are freaking out whenever they see someone who doesn't have a mask. And then there are those of us in the middle who say, yeah, I'll put on a mask if you think that'll help. Sure, fine. Now we've learned that we need better masks. And so N95s and KN95s are kind of the suggestion. And I think I've seen, you know, I feel like I've seen a majority of people switching to surgical masks, kind of the ones that, frankly, I thought were the cheap ones, you know. And so I was wearing my cloth mask instead of, like, the surgical mask. Now I wear KN95 masks. I bought a bunch of them at the Costco at the... There's a Costco business center in Northeast Minneapolis. They had a bunch of those masks. Dan, what do you
If you can buy them in bulk, you can get the N95s at a fairly reasonable cost. So for a while, for most of the pandemic, I've been wearing, this is a mask I'm holding up that people can't see on the radio, but from Honeywell.
Okay.
That has, it's a fabric outer liner, but you'll see there's a filter inside, and it's a replaceable filter.
All right.
I'm not sure that it's N95 rated per se. But it's certainly an upgrade from any kind of cloth mask.
Yeah, you can tell, right? You can tell when you're wearing a better mask because if you burp while you're wearing it, it just comes right back to you.
It's not good.
Aggressive way.
That's not good. Yeah.
That is the test. I think if you talk to scientists, if you ask the researchers, they say, go ahead, get yourself a Chicago dog from Walkin' Dog in downtown Minneapolis. Load it up with celery salt, sport peppers, and a pickle, and then just let it happen.
God bless Dave, by the way. He's still there. He's still doing it. Good for him, man. If you're downtown Minneapolis, what used to be the Crown Plaza, I don't know what they're calling it now because that hotel, I think, even is getting replaced. But right on the corner there, 2nd and 7th, you go inside, Walking Dog set up there. Great hot dogs.
That's what I may be telling a story too close to my personal experience. Today.
Maybe, you think?
Is that
maybe?
What's happening? Yeah. Dan knows what I have.
Since I knew you were here when I came around the corner and smelled your food before I saw you, yeah, that could have been it.
If you want the government's free N95 masks, we know that Hy-Vee Pharmacies has them. You can get 3 for free. It is nice to get them for free because the KN90, well, nothing's for free. You're paying for it. It's your tax dollars, right? But KN95s, when I got them at Costco, I think they worked out to be about 65 cents a crack. That's not inexpensive when you're outfitting your family of four.
Nope. Yeah.
And the N95s are closer to what, $1.50 or so if you buy them online?
It depends on how big a bulk
you buy.
Yeah, I mean, you buy. But,
but you can get them for free. They'll give you 3 of them. And a bunch of pharmacies are going to have them. But we, CVS expects to get them soon, Walgreens, Walmart. But right now we know they're at Hy-Vee.
I was at a CVS this morning and they did not have them yet.
Did not.
So hopefully very soon.
Yeah. So, all right. You're up to date on that. Make sure you do whatever you feel is best for you and your family, and follow the laws, of course. Don't be a jerk and argue with people when they tell you that you've got to wear a mask. It is 12:29. We're going to do weather and traffic, and then Major Garrett, nice enough to join us on Fridays. We'll talk with Major and CBS News in minutes here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.